Blog Talk Radio.
Aloha, welcome to Talking Pictures. Thank you for joining us. It's Friday afternoon. We're here to talk about the movie Hail Caesar, directed by the Coen brothers. It came out February 5th. Joining us today in the studio, so happy to be doing this with our one of our podcast producers, Jim McNulty. Welcome, Jim.
Hey, Paul, this is going to be fun.
And this is really cool because we seldom get to do these episodes in person. It's always one of us is on the phone. So this is a really cool thing. So we're going to jump into Hail Caesar we saw today. And what's really cool about this is we didn't discuss anything. We didn't talk about this movie. I have no idea what Jim thought and vice versa. So we're going to start with Jim sharing some of his thoughts. Again, Hail Caesar, directed by the Coen brothers.
Yeah, this was, for me, really fun in that it was an affectionate squeeze around Hollywood, what it has done, how it does it, the past. And if it wasn't just an affectionate squeeze, it was a good old-fashioned downright goose. And in the caboose, I was enjoying this so much that suddenly I have to go to the restroom. And my thought was, no way are you getting out of this seat. You might miss something. And I just wasn't going to miss anything. The acting, the whole attitude, God bless the Coen brothers. I mean, I am just going to bow before them. Entertainment, thank you. The type of movie experience that I'd love to have. And I really, really have a hard time with a lot of the comedy that has been put out for years. This one was, for me, a delight. I sat there and I felt a little bit like a cat that was just licking its lips with cream. This is really, really something that I'm glad I got a chance to see.
I couldn't agree more with Jim. What was exciting for me about this movie was intentionally I didn't look up the synopsis. I just saw Coen brothers. The cast is phenomenal. George Clooney, Jonah Hill, Channing Tatum, Scarlett Johansson, Frances McDormand. There's something for everyone. But I had the same exact thought Jim had. I had, downed a couple of bottles of water, and there was no way I was going to the bathroom. And it was pure fun. And to me, the movie worked on multiple levels. It will be entertaining to anyone. But for that section of listeners that work in the business or are part of the business or have worked in the business, there's a lot of also jokes that have a double meaning and a next layer of laughter. And it was a really great homage to, I guess this has to be, because we have to label everything, it has to be considered a comedy. But in reality, it ventures through every genre. You get some film noir feeling. It feels like a classic comedy. It feels like a screwball. And I just loved the intertwining of it. Jim, what did you think about the performances? Did you have one that stuck out for you?
Channing Tatum. The bar scene with the sailors, brilliant. Really, really just sits there and jumps up and down when it up under the table, sliding across the bar. So classic. And like Paul said, the visual and the singing, the double entendres, the meanings, the references, all the way through. That one, for some reason, really, really hit me as fun. The one part I had a hard time with was the Hedda Hopper, the twin sisters. my feeling was is they weren't given a nuanced enough script. They weren't really taken advantage of. And, you know, I actually stopped and I was aware of that. The rest of the movie, I was just sitting there being amused, being entertained, having fun.
And of course, those sisters that Jim is referencing is Tilda Swinton. And Tilda is best known for Adaptation, great Spike Jonze movie, Wes Anderson's Moonrise Kingdom with Ed Norton. But like I had labeled the cast, this was a, well, first of all, we do have to mention the cinematography was fantastic. And I'll go back to the actor that I liked the most, but the cinematography was fantastic. Roger Deakins, he shot A Brother or Art Thou, No Country for Old Men. He's shot at least five or True Grit. He's up for an ASC award, which thankfully the Talking Pictures will be covering the ASC award. So we want to thank them. And Mr. Deakins, I think for this movie, we'll be getting another Oscar and ASC award nomination next year, because this was the actors, the directors, and everyone had to really know movies to be a part of this film. The script was, like I said, it included elements that were every single genre, and not the way we say a scary movie is obviously based on a noir novel and then there was a funny joke. This actually changed genres from scene to scene and did it seamlessly, and it was a big love letter. You know, George Clooney found that perfect what do you want to call it? I guess the tightrope between spoof and like Airplane and just the reality of how the character was written. I thought he delivered a really, he actually gave me more than what I expect from George Clooney. It was really, you could tell that he got a chance to play his love for cinema and be a part of his love of film history.
Yeah, and just play and have fun. This looked to me, I have no idea what it was like on the set, but this struck me as something that everyone involved had a chance to be there, have some fun, and get paid for it. How much better can it get? It was Aiden when he was playing the Dole character. I loved that whole interaction. This bumbling cowboy put in something that he's, you know, a lot over his head. The water is really, you know, risen up there. And then to see what was really brought out on the screen, I just sit in there. I can't say more than, you know, my favorite, I already said my favorite part of it, but all through the movie, right? And it wasn't just what was going on. Like Paul said, the cinematography, beautiful. It was just there, and it did its job.
Yes, and what's really interesting, I mean, the cast, I've noticed this has happened a lot lately, has, you know, we won't get into the debate of how cinema and original material has taken a decline, but this is one of those movies where it happens with Wes Anderson, it happens with Martin Scorsese. You'll see some, you know, really known, couple Oscar nominations, and they'll do one scene. And it's like, they don't do one scene for anyone, but they're there because it's the Coen brothers. And so it's like, they're bringing their A game for a small role that they really don't need to do, that's not going to really do anything for their career, that didn't even stretch or show half their talent. I'm speaking of Jonah Hill. This doesn't apply to Channing Tatum. He was more, but Frances McDormand, I mean, of course, she's married to Joel, Ethan. I always forget which one it is, but Oscar winner in her own right. But, and of course, this lead, I should have also, I also wanted to, Josh Brolin, For those of you that don't recognize him, of course, from Wall Street 2, True Grit, Milk, No Country for Old Men, if you're a Coen Brothers fan. That's the one that made everybody like him outside of now. When you watch movies, it seems like he's been in everything ever made. But I know No Country for Old Men put him on the map for regular cinema lovers. So if you liked that movie, the guy in No Country for Old Men who found the money and then started the chase, he's in this. And I thought he did a, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if he picked up another Oscar nomination for this. I know he was nominated for Milk, but this was just, they all just stayed within a line of falling into making fun of Hollywood.
They stayed within a line. You know, people say, you know, like walking the tightrope. My feeling was, is these were professionals. They weren't walking the tightrope. They were doing an exercise where they were just holding the rope hand by hand and going across. And, you know, look at me. This, I am enjoying myself. And out of that, I got to enjoy myself. It just, I'm a little bit befuddled as to what to say next. Just because I probably sounding a bit sugary about this, but this was a confection to me. There were turns here. They weren't spectacular like Pulp Fiction, but they were there, and they had their own insightful twist. I love a twist. And this one was just enough twisted. Pulp Fiction, which I loved because of the twist, were really twisted. But this was, like I said, sort of an affectionate squeeze, or a really good old fashioned. Hit. a good old fashioned, I'm sorry, I'm old and I sometimes go, good old fashioned goose in the caboose.
I think Jim summed it up perfectly, and it was really, I just liked it because it was all a surprise. I, like I said, I saw the poster, read the cast. I was sold once I saw Coen Brothers. It was a sweeter piece of cake with Roger Deakins. You see George Clooney and Jonah Hill. You know it's going to turn out right. And yeah, I guess that, like I said, when I said tightrope, I guess Jim did put it in a better sense of artistry. And that's what I kind of meant of the way tightrope walkers are artists. But Jim did put it better of hanging and just kind of going across. But they are, you know, it was just everyone at the top of their game. So that's why we wanted to come on here and suggest it. We know that there's tons of movie choices, and you're going to go to your local cinema and there's 20 screens. But we encourage you to see this film. We don't think box office matters, but it's opening weekend. It already made half of its money back. So we're happy to know that people are seeing this instead of the sequel, prequel of the adaptation remake. We have all due respect for those films. I have friends that work on them, and we have guests that work on them, but the Coen brothers are always original, and I love that, like Jim said, twists and turns. For me, it's surprises. You always know you're going to get, you know, a good piece of chocolate, and the Coen brothers always seem to like make it a Swiss piece of chocolate.
Yeah, and I'm just going to jump in on this. The turns by the main actors. There was one incidental character, the housekeeper in the house where the protagonist has been taken after he's been kidnapped. Just that little turn there, that little nod to that character that I, and I think a lot of people have seen in the past. It was just like, it really was. It was a delight. Just that little, there's the housekeeper, and she brings so much of the past forward. You know, there she is. You know, from an Alfred Hitchcock movie with a housekeeper to, you know, so many others. There's so many little pieces here. Just wonderfully brought together.
Yes, definitely. And we want to also encourage you to see the Oscar nominees. We're 2 weeks away from the Oscars, and we want you to get out and see Spotlight if you can, and see The Big Short and Joy and Creed, and enjoy the diverse selection of films. And really, we're gonna the, our next couple of shows will we will be doing another episode of Take Two, with covering Spotlight. We will be doing some panels, and we have some other surprises for you. But this, we just wanted to come on and share our joy of seeing this film. And any final words, Jim?
Final words. I think the rest of my day is just going to be sort of sitting on a cloud. It has added something. This is something that entertainment can do. It can give you something that you get to take away with you. And I think that's what I like about comedy when it's done well, is this put a nice accent on the rest of my day. But I also want to mention something else. I am the old futz as far as the producers or co-producers on this podcast. And I do apologize for the fact that occasionally I have brain farts. And, that's dead air space. But guess what? Meaner, meaner, meaner.
Yes, and of course we always enjoy having Jim on. Go in the archive if you enjoyed today. There's episodes where we talked about Ang Lee, Gus Van Sant, remakes, Paul Newman, Elizabeth Taylor. We will be returning to those episodes, and we will be returning to film festivals, interviews, filmmakers. But with this being Oscar month, we wanted to review films, review Oscar nominees, and then of course we've had the Take Two. Please go in our archives and take a look. Have had some great guest reviewers share their opinions as movie fans, not industry people. And so it's been a great month. And like I said, we're planning some great surprises for you. So please stay tuned. And we, our entire team, we send our thanks out because the numbers have been up and all of that has just been good. So I'm very happy. And the last thing I want to say is Jim put it best. It does kind of make it where the rest of your day works. And it's, I just very briefly, it's kind of funny because I went to run an errand afterwards and they didn't have something that I needed for the awards show. And it was kind of funny because had I not seen that movie, I probably would have been irritated or bugged, or I wouldn't have liked that there was traffic. But like Jim said, the movie made the rest of the day have a sweet accent, whatever the word is pronounced. I'm sorry. I'm the guy who got D's in English class. That's why I talk and don't write. So thank you guys so much. Have a wonderful evening. And no matter what you do, make sure and watch a good movie. Aloha.
Aloha.